The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. A potential tropical storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico presents troubles for coastal Louisiana and Mississippi. There's the possibility that the flooded Mississippi River will be topping its levees this weekend, and there's a danger of flash floods like the one that occurred in New Orleans Wednesday. Governor John Bel Edwards held a press conference late yesterday to declare a state of emergency.
We know that this is going to be a Louisiana event now in all probability, based upon a confluence of various models and what information we're getting out of the National Weather Center. This is going to be a heavy rainfall event across South Louisiana, and I want everyone to be mindful that heavy rains could be experienced anywhere across the state.
As to predicting how much of Louisiana will be affected by the storm, Edwards said,
obviously, we're not sure yet of the exact track of the storm or the strength of the potential tropical system once it makes landfall. However, we are confident that there will be widespread heavy rainfall and coastal flooding. We also know that the Gulf of Mexico, because it is so warm, that the longer the storm system lingers over the Gulf, the more organized and the stronger it is likely to become before it makes landfall.
Yesterday, the Gulf disturbance dumped as much as 8 inches of rain in just 3 hours in parts of metro New Orleans, causing flooding in the French Quarter and surrounding area. There were some unconfirmed reports of tornadoes as well. Some cell phone videos on social media showed a funnel cloud near the University of New Orleans campus yesterday. The storm is expected to strengthen into a tropical depression today. Weather forecasters expect it to develop into a tropical storm called Barry by tonight. The National Hurricane Center predicts it could become a weak hurricane by Friday. Governor Edwards is expected to hold another conference in the Emergency Operations Center around 12:30 this afternoon today and offer an update. For information about getting prepared for this weather event, Governor Edwards recommended people go to the website getagameplan.org for useful tips and what you may need should a storm occur in your community. If you get your electricity from SWEPCO, you may see your monthly electric bill go down a bit. On Wednesday, the Louisiana Public Service Commission voted to lower costs to customers as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act enacted by Congress in December 2014. The law reduced the U.S. corporate income tax rate from 35% to 21% for many corporate taxpayers, effective in January 2018. And so investor-owned utilities regulated by the LPSC are required to adjust their rates to essentially pass on the savings. On average, typical SWEPCO customers will see their monthly bills decline more than $13 per month for the next 3 months due to lower federal taxes paid by SWEPCO. High temperatures along with high humidity will create a very warm day today. A heat advisory is in effect until Thursday evening, so you can expect the temperature to reach around 96 degrees. A 30% chance of rain. Currently it's 77 degrees in Shreveport-Bossier. This is Red River Radio News.